Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ who have given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I want to say welcome to those of you that are listening in here in the United States to this broadcast. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Those of you in Iraq that is listening, I want to say welcome unto you. And in Canada, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The Philippines and Nigeria, welcome, welcome unto you, United Kingdom. And to every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast, Brother Nate, want to say welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. If you don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWord2man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what we do before we go into any message. We always open up with prayer. For those of you who are first-time listeners, that is what we do. We open up and give invitation to God's Spirit to be with us because God is a gentleman. He just don't bust into places, but he wants us to invite him of our own free will to be with us. So wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, you are truly God. And besides you, there is no other. No one contains or possesses life like you do, and no one is able to give the life like you can. Heavenly Father, we recognize that you are the all-wise one. You are all-knowledgeable, Lord God, and no one has a greater knowledge than thee. Therefore, Lord, we come before you today to petition you in the name of Jesus Christ, that, Lord God, that you will be with us as we take this journey once again into this lesson. I pray, Lord God, that you will word my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name and to speak the truth and nothing but the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that every ear, every heart that is tuned in, that is listening, will be strengthened and encouraged through this message in Jesus' name, that they will hear the word of the Lord and be edified. This word that be given to them will point them to you because you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. So, Lord God, we want to take the time to thank you for hearing our prayer, our petition, and accompany us on this journey into your word, that we will not be alone, but that we will receive what the Holy Ghost will reveal and release unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for his word. Today's subject or lesson or title of the subject today is I Quit Being a Christian. I Quit Being a Christian. And this is from a lady named Ann Rice. Now, I'm going to give you a little information concerning her and what she said, and then we're going to go into some scriptures because it is very important that we see that the Word of God notifies us of even those who, once being in Christ, how they're going to turn away. And people are going to turn away for different reasons. But regardless of what the reason is, we know it is going to be contrary to the Word of God. Amen? So I ask today, as you listen to what I bring forth today, I ask for your undivided attention. For those of you who have a Bible as I call on to go into the scriptures, I ask that you will follow me in the scriptures as I go over them. For those of you that don't have a Bible, I ask that you would once again give your undivided attention, because, you know, I'm here to deliver you the word of God, and I'm not here to waste your time, nor the Lord's time. I'm here to give the message and to point you to Christ. And this is why I even said to those who have a Bible to follow me in the scriptures. I don't call scriptures out for you not to follow me in it. I don't call scriptures out for you not to study it yourself. But as Brother Lee said yesterday, we've always on this, on God's Word to Man radio broadcast, we've always pointed you, the listeners, to looking it up yourself. And not one time have we just come to you and say, hey, you believe it because we said it. Don't look it up. Boom, boom, it's automatic, it's true. That settles it. Not at one time have we ever come to you in such a way as that. And I do not plan to come to you that way right now. So we're going to get ready to go into the message today. And once again, the title is, I Quit Being a Christian. And I want to say before I go into this, by me looking at this story here, it kind of reminded me of some years ago when my children were still in the house. My oldest child, there was this girl that grew with, and this girl was, quote, claiming to be a Christian. Well, apparently, I don't know exactly what she did, but something she was doing that was not right, and I guess the kids around her knew it wasn't right. And I guess they confronted her or said something to her about it, and her remark was, I am taking a break from being a Christian. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say before I go into the message, number one is Christ. And being a Christian is not, quote, a religion. It is a lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle that you live when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord. It is not a lifestyle that a, quote, sinner can live without Christ, okay? I don't care if a sinner say, I'm going to do good all the time, if I accept in Jesus, he's going to always fall short, amen? And so I thank God for being a Christian. I thank God above that for accepting Christ as Lord. Hallelujah. And some people claim to be believers. You know, they fall to the point where they become ashamed of even confessing to be a Christian. To avoid such a question, giving that answer straight off, when people ask, are you a Christian? Some of them respond with the response and they say, I don't do everything right. But the thing is that I didn't ask you that you did everything right. I asked you, was you a Christian? And I've seen and heard people over through the years that when they have been confronted with the question of, are you a Christian, that is one of the primary answers they give to keep from saying, yes, I'm a Christian. And I have seen the reason why they say that, because they want to stay that one foot in, one foot out thing. They want to be one foot in, as long as you are in the church building walls and having service, to say, I'm a Christian, hallelujah, believe God, roll on the floor, jump up, do the kick, you name it. But outside the church building walls, I want to be, you know, joined with Fast Freddy, Little Lucy, and all of them that's doing everything under the sun and smoking drugs or partying or laying around. And I want to be close to them and connected to them. So to keep from, you know, messing up both sides, I'm just going to say I don't do everything right. I'm here to say that this is the day, and I pray that you will hear this if you are a confessing Christian. You're going to come, and it's a time for decision making. And what I mean is that some of us that's proclaiming to be Christians, that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to play the in-between role We're trying to play the, let me stay off from the true Christian role, only be around them when it's church service, but when I see them in public, kind of stay off from them, or don't let my buddies I'm around with hear me talking to them about things of God, because I know my buddies is going to mess with me and talk about me, and so we want to try to play that role. But God said in the book of Revelation, I have you that you be hot or cold. I'd rather that you be either one of them. He said, but lukewarm, I spew you out my mouth. Now, many of y'all, I know many of y'all that's listening, you have eaten or drunk stuff that's lukewarm. Don't taste too good, do it. In fact, I remember some things I have ate that was lukewarm. It actually made me sick, okay? Did it being cold or hot, okay? So I can understand what God says, what he mean by that, okay? In other words, make up your mind. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go into tonight where it's this woman named Anne Rice. Anne Rice, and this came out really in August 2010, but it was updated in the year 2017. And this woman, Anne Rice, was known as a novelist. She was a best-selling novelist, and she at one time was an atheist. You know, she was an atheist, and she supposedly had converted to Christianity. And what she did is that she joined, quote, the Roman Catholic Church. Now, I'm here to say this, and I say this with the love of God and the truth of the Lord. The Roman Catholic Church is not a Christian church. I'm here to tell you that. There are some people in the Roman Catholic Church who I think who has a heart for God, that God is going to bring them forth out of there. But overall, the Roman Catholic Church is not a Christian church. Only Anne Rice needed to do was hang around a little bit longer, and she would have found out, okay? Amen. You know, because she complained about some of the things she heard that was said, okay? Now, I want to go to into this research and give you a little information about why she says she quit being a Christian. She quit being a Christian. Okay. Anne Rice. And the title is I Quit Being a Christian. The best-selling novelist, most popularly known for Interview with the Vampire and her other creepy vampire novels, announced on Wednesday, and I think this is back in 2010, via Facebook, that she has officially renounced Christianity. She has officially announced Christianity. It's a bold move for the author, who has become well known for her vehement religiosity. The majority of her frequent tweets are related to religion in some way. The author has also recently launched a new series of novels about angels, which debuted in October 2009 with Angel Time. Rice declared on her Facebook account that she is an outsider in the Christian community. She goes on to say, I refuse to be anti-gay. I refuse to be anti-feminist. I refuse to be anti-artificial birth control. I refuse to be anti-Democrat. I refuse to be anti-secular humanism. I refuse to be anti-science. I refuse to be anti-life. This is her reasons for quit being a Christian. Because she said, and I guess she's saying it was coming from a Roman Catholic church, and she heard others that they were saying things against homosexuality. They was anti-gay. They was anti-abortion and all that. Okay. She even said, I read that, I think she listened to some, it's supposed to be a Christian rock group who was made a song and talking about killing homosexuals. Now, this lady has said that she quits being a Christian after 12 years supposedly being a Christian. That she has now quit, and she has
proclaimed this, she has renounced Christianity. And after 12 years of supposing to be a Christian, she just up and say, I quit. But then she said, I'm going to serve Christ, but I'm quit being a Christian. Now, one of the things that I notice concerning people, and sometimes people do have a legit stand on certain things, okay? And what we're going to do today, tonight, is we're going to look at the scriptures, because she said, I quit being a Christian, and see, does the scriptures say anything about being a Christian? Is that a name in the scriptures? Is that some just made up, or is she in a, quote, right standing of quitting, as she said, being a Christian? Amen? And we're going to look at the Word of God to see. Amen? Now, one of the good things about having a Bible concordance is that you can look up some words to see if it's in the Bible. Now, this doesn't mean that every word you're looking up is going to be said in the Bible, but there are scriptures that can refer to it. Just like you look up the word abortion. The word abortion does not show up in the Bible, but there are scriptures that points to abortion, that let you know that God is not for it and that it is an abomination. Okay? And so, when you go to the Bible concordance and you look to see, does the word Christian show up in the Bible? And what we're going to notice is that the word Christian or Christians actually shows up about 3 times in the Bible. Amen? So tonight, we're going to look at 3 witnesses that talks about Christians. The same one that this lady said, I quit being it. Okay? I quit being a Christian. Amen? And we're going to look at the Word of God to see that. Is that okay? If that's in right standing with the Word of God, does the Word of God say, well, it's okay for you to quit being a Christian? I mean, being a Christian, no. Just go ahead and quit. God supports you. Amen? And she said, well, I'm going to serve Christ, but I'm not going to be a Christian. I renounce Christianity. Well, I want to look at what God has to say, if he says anything about, hallelujah, being a Christian, whether he speaks positive or whether the word speaks positive or negative about being a Christian. Now, if the word speaks negative about being a Christian, then I can understand in one sense she's saying, I quit being a Christian. But if the word speaks positive about being a Christian, and you just talking about I quit being one. Amen? So, let's go into the scriptures. And the first place we're going to go into is the book of Acts chapter 11. The book of Acts chapter 11. We're going to go, amen, the book of Acts chapter 11. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. The book of Acts, chapter 11. And we're going to start reading, looking at verse 19, and we're going to actually stop at verse 26. Reading verse 19 to verse 26 in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. And here's Luke, who, from what I understand, is the writer of the book of Acts, and this is what he recorded. Now, verse 19 said, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed. Now keep that in mind, a great number believed, and turned unto the Lord. Okay? Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. That is interesting. Now, the first thing we want to look up is look at this word Christian and see what was the original Greek word that was there that when King James, because I have the King James Bible, some of you may have other Bibles, that when it was translated and put Christian, what was the original Greek word in the original writing that was there? Okay? The original Greek word there was Christianos. Christianos. Christianos means a Christian that is follower of Christ. So when Aaron Rice talking about I quit being a Christian, what you fail to understand is that you quit being a follower of Christ. That's what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. Jesus Christ is the number one thing. But when you're jumping up there saying, I quit being a Christian, and the word Christian here in the original Greek means Christian, also a follower of Christ, this was what the disciples here was called, was Christians, those that what? That believe. So when you say, I quit being a Christian, you're saying, I quit being a follower of Christ. I quit believing Christ. But in the same breath, you're talking about I'm serving Christ. Amen. And see, when I read to you that she mentioned that, well, I'm not going to be anti-gay and all that and anti-abortion because she's for those things. In fact, under the research I saw, her son, whose name I think is Christopher, he's a novelist, but he also is gay. And then she said concerning herself that she feels like she's gay. Okay? So you got to understand, we have to check the reasons why people want to, quote, deal from renouncing Christianity. Now, she said, I renounce Christianity. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Hey, God bless you, brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed, brother. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother. I just think that the topic is very interesting. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to listen, brother, okay, if that's all right?
Not a problem, brother. Not a problem. Most definitely not a problem. Amen. Now, as I was saying, that the Bible tells us here that the believers or the disciples who was followers were called Christians. And the original Greek word for Christian means Christian. Also, it means that he is a follower of Christ. So when you're jumping up to say, I renounce being a Christian, I quit being a Christian, you're saying that you quit being a follower of Christ, okay? And see, what you must understand, now some will say, well, you know what? There are people out there saying they're Christian. They're doing this and that and this and that. I said, that's true. I said, but if you study the word for yourself, you will be able to discern between the true and the false. One of the problems that people are having is that they're not studying the word for themselves. They're not getting in the word for themselves. And therefore, when they see Pastor Joe, who they say they really respect, and found out he's sleeping around with everybody under the sun, now you want to disregard the whole thing. We can't even talk to you about Jesus. We can't even talk to you about being a Christian. Now, notice here in Acts, the word Christian is portrayed in a what? In a positive manner. So now when you're saying, I quit being a Christian, I renounce Christianity. Once again, going back to what it means, you're saying I renounce being a follower of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, this woman, like I said, she speaks about, now she says, if I'm not mistaken, that she listened to a, quote, Christian rock band who was talking about killing gays. Now, true Christianity or true following of Christ, let us put it more like that, the Word of God does not teach us to go out there and kill homosexuals, okay? So, therefore, that's bones, okay? Like Sister Byron said, you got to learn how to eat the meat and throw away the bones, okay? And everybody that's saying stuff concerning God doesn't necessarily mean they're saved. And one of the problems that's going on in the body of Christ is that anybody talking about God, we say, oh, they automatically saved. And we forget the scripture when the Word of God says you should know them by their fruit. And it takes time for a fruit to develop on the tree, but we sit up there trying to get the tree already and say, well, that tree is good. Well, you got the, it takes time for the fruit to grow on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we think of some everybody saved now. Amen. Hallelujah. And like I said, she was a member of the Roman Catholic Church. And I say this with the love of God. Because just like in the Baptists and the Methodists, there are those who are honest in heart and really given to God. And there are some in the Roman Catholic Church. But the Roman Catholic Church overall is not a Christian church. Hallelujah. And I said the only thing she had to do was stick around a little bit longer, she would have found out. Now she, after supposed to be 12 years, decided I quit being a Christian.
Wow.
12 years now. You should have been doing, listen, this is why on Blog Talk Radio, we teach you the word, but we also tell you to do what? Study the word for yourself. Too many people are depending on other people instead of getting in the word of God for themselves, and then when Pastor Joe messed up, they want to discredit the whole thing. I ain't listening to nothing no more. You can't tell me about the Bible. Well, was you studying? did you, wait a minute, did you only pray when you met with Pastor Joe? Or did you have your own prayer life? I guarantee you the majority of them can only say of a true heart, no. No.
Amen.
And this is why when some people say, hey, where that scripture in the Bible, so-and-so, you say Acts chapter 10, verse 45, and you miss about one verse, oh, they discrediting you. They come back and fire you. You told me verse 45, verse 46. You told me the wrong verse. See, that's why people, they think I'd be strange in that. When they start asking, where this such? I just said, listen, go look in Acts. Acts where? I said, listen, I'm going to give you the chapter. Go Acts chapter 10. Verse what? I said, go look for yourself. Because most time, when you come across people like that, a lot of time they trying to prove something against somebody else. It's not about them wanting to learn the word. You got to pick up on that, okay? Because some of them that come and ask you questions about certain things, they want to prove something to somebody else. Not by learning the word. Amen? So here we see that Christians, being called a Christian, is referred in the word of God to a positive note. So now once again, when you get up and say, I renounce Christianity and I quit being a Christian, and when you look up what the word Christian originally means in the Greek, it means a follower of Christ. So you're sitting up there saying, I renounce Christianity and I quit being a follower of Christ. But oh, by the way, I'm going to serve Jesus. Sound like a contradictory in there somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Can I get the church to say amen? Amen.
Amen.
I got a Baptist amen right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, hey, glory. We on the roll tonight. Let's go to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. Glory to God. Acts chapter 26. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read verse 19 to verse 28. And this is Paul, who's brought before the councils. God warned us that about ourselves. Get ready, because you're going to be brought before councils, before kings and governors. Hallelujah. To testify the glory of God. So get ready. Get ready. As PDJ said, get ready, because it's on the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Acts chapter 26, verse 19 to verse 28. It says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, hallelujah, I continue to this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, that should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And that if he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things. Paul going at the king now. He said, the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. We got the king on the spot now. For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, we finna hit king with the question now. Queen, King Agrippa, in front of everybody, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Hallelujah. Now, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. Wow. Christian portrayed right there in the positive note. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Paul is lifting up Jesus and telling what Jesus had done, not only with him personally, glory, but unto all the people and the Gentiles. Because remember, many of the Jews thought, we're the ones. Like many of us today, in the body of Christ, we're the ones. And they're thinking that we're the ones. And all of a sudden, God had to show us, wait a minute, let me show you something. Boom, hit the Gentiles. And Gentiles speaking in tongues, like, oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. They don't supposed to be heaven. They're supposed to be us, not them.
That's right.
That's supposed to be us. Hallelujah. And Paul was used of God so strong, he told the king, I know you believe. In front of everybody. I know you believe. And the king had to offer, he said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Man, that sounds so good. You're so right, man. You know I believe. I can't let it out to everybody because I'm the king. But here you are. you got me here. You got me. Because, see, the king was attentive to what he was saying. And so here, Christianity is shown once again in a positive light. So when you're going around talking about, I renounce Christianity, I quit being a Christian. Because now you're hearing people say that. And most time when you hear them say that, they're mad at somebody in the, quote, church. They disappointed in the pastor. They disappointed in the mother of the church. Brother George, I thought he was a good deacon, but Brother George tried to hit on me, and I just can't believe he tried to hit on me. And now I don't want to hear nothing else about Christianity. Christian what? Amen. Hallelujah. Here's the other side of it. Some people use some truth to cover up what they really want to do. Like I told you, this woman talking about, I'm not going to be no more anti-gay, I'm not going to be anti-abortion, because you're for those things. And God called them in the scripture abomination, especially when your son is one and you're coming out talking about you feel like you won. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes people have their own agenda. And many times we use certain things, say, hey, I don't want to hear nothing else about God, because why, because we're mad at God, or we want to do something that the Word of God says no. Amen? And she said, well, I'm a continue to study the Bible and all that. Well, if you were studying the Bible, you would see that even those things are called an abomination. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then she's talking about the oppression of women. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some who, in the name of Christian, they do go overboard on some stuff. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they don't. But if you are a studying one of the Word of God, you will learn how to eat the meat and throw away the bones, okay? Amen. Brother, you know I like chicken. I like chicken. But I ain't eating the bones. I'm not eating the bones. I was not built to eat the bones. I was not built to swallow bones. Bones would choke you. Okay? I got to have the meat. Let the meat fall off the bone. I eat it up. Okay? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, we're going to look at verse 16. This woman is not the only one. And you're going to find this more and more. Watch. And many of you might say, oh, brother, now you're being far-fetched. Don't worry. Keep walking. You'll see. You see, you're going to see some, just like this woman is supposed to be in court, after 12 years, decided that I quit being a Christian. Guess what? You're going to find some people like that even longer. They'll say, hey, I just quit. Because the word of God tells us. He said in the book of Matthew, said, and when that evil servant shall say, my Lord delayeth his coming, and then turn and smite his what? His fellow servants. His fellow servants. And do what? And drink with the drunken. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. You just make sure it don't be you. That's what it is. It's coming down to the personal thing. Because, see, let me tell you something. If you want that abomination more than what God says, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to come up with every nook and cranny you can to say, hey, I'm just tired of Christianity. Because, see, you hear people say that, I'm just trying, but they use the word church. I'm just tired of church and going to church and I time because, you know, they buy bands, I mean, they bunch of hypocrites and all that. Okay. Okay. So you find people hypocritical. And that's true. Many people have been hypocritical. So you're going to just throw the whole thing out the window. Okay. Because you came across people being hypocritical. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Now, look what he says. In fact, let me go back to verse 14 and go to verse 16. Verse 14 says, if ye be a reproach for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So as a Christian, if you're being reproached and they're coming against you for the name of Jesus Christ, he said, happy are ye. Glory. Glory to God. Verse 15, he said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Another positive speaking about being what? A Christian. Okay? He said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Now, if it was something about being a Christian, then the word of God would have told us that.
Mm-hmm.
It would have pointed it out. It would have said, hey, don't be a Christian. If you suffer as a Christian, stop. Get out while you can. Run. Run for safety. It would have told you all of that. But it didn't say that. He said, if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Okay? Oh, glory. Jesus, hold up our sheet, the glory. You know, brother, you got some today, they are ashamed to even say they're Christian. Like I said in the opening broadcast, I've heard this out of my own ears. Some people address, are you a Christian? Well, I don't do all things right. That ain't the question that was asked. Okay, that's not the question that was asked. And that's the common answer you get from them that don't want to say, I'm a Christian. When you ask, are you a Christian? Well, you know, I don't do everything right, and I was baptized. And no, I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you, did you do everything right? I didn't ask you when you was baptized. I asked you, are you a Christian? Are you saved? Are you born again? Okay? And I see the reluctance on many of them to simply answer that. Now, if they're around their boys, oh, we ain't getting that out. No, it ain't coming out of my mouth. I stick with the I don't do everything right. But I ain't coming out of my mouth to say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Now, as long as I'm in the church building walls, I tell you all day I'm a Christian. I roll on the floor with you. I jump up in the air, do a spin. Hallelujah. I do all that. But once we get outside those church building walls and I see little Ray Ray and little Tommy, who I grew up with and hung out with, And Ray Ray and Tommy still doing the no-nos, but I still want to be in good with them. I'm not talking about Christianity. In fact, if I see Brother Manny walk up and he want to talk to me about the things of God, I'm going to do my best to avoid him. Amen? Well, we might well be real about it. Ain't no need of playing games. We might well be real about it. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I remember when I first became a Christian, the devil tried to talk at me and make me shame. I used to see some other Christians come around. I know they finna talk about things of God. I'd be looking like, uh-oh. Maybe they're just going to say, hey, and keep walking. And most of the time, they come up and say, hey, brother, God, we've been praying for you and looking for a response. And I'm like, oh, okay. But you know what? Brother, had to break out of that. Listen, either you're going to be standing for Christ or you ain't. It ain't going to be no lukewarm. You can't be that one foot in, one foot out. You're talking about, I'm for the Lord. No, can't be none of that. God said, hot or cold, lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. Got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now, let's look at one more place. I'm going to the Word of the Lord.
Okay.
The Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, 86 message. Amen. Verse 31. Now, for those of y'all that first-time listeners, hey, the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Elijahs, mentioned in Matthew 17 and Malachi chapter 4, that Jesus said he was sent with his word to give to mankind as he prepared his bride. Amen. Hallelujah, as he prepared people for the Lord. Amen. He had to start it off with a heavenly being because he couldn't start off with us because we too much getting clubs and beating one another side of the head. So, therefore, he had to go and send a heavenly being and get this thing kicked off. Amen. And the last time we see that in the scriptures, when he was leaving things in the hands of men, the enemy came in and sowed tares with the wheat. So, in other words, he had to send a heavenly being to get this thing going. Now, and what is called the 86th message, meaning the 86th time that the Lord Jesus sent his angel, the Elijah. Once again, angels come at the appointed time of God under God's appointment book. They don't come under Brother Nate, Brother Manny, Brother Lee, Brother Kevin. They don't come under our appointment book. We do not sit at home and say, hey, angel, come on down here and see me. I got something to talk to you about. If you do say that, he ain't coming. Amen. He's only going to come when the Lord Jesus tell him. Now, this is what he said in one of the verses. In this 86th message that he sent out July the 31st, 1968, still valid today like the first day he spoke it, just like the Bible, amen? And he says, the day comes when. Now, that's a powerful word, when, because when is not if. See, if he said the day comes if, then that means that's a possibility it won't happen. But he said when, okay? So he said, the day comes when all, Christianity? What? That's what they work. Yeah, it is. When all Christianity will flow together, a mighty people in righteousness. Can I go deeper? Thank you. I will. Notice he said, the day comes when all Christianity. He didn't say all Hinduism. He didn't say all Islamic. He didn't say all Jehovah Witness. He did not say, he said all Christianity. Point blank, period. Okay? Our God said this. Amen? Not all Mormonisms. Nope. Christianity. If there was something wrong with Christianity, then Jesus should have been calling his angel back and said, whoops, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have told you to come out there and say that because Christianity is wrong being a Christian. It's wrong. But anyway, what he said. He said the day comes when all Christianity will flow together. Amen. See, right now we all separate and broke into different parts and fragments and all this stuff. We claiming this and that and that and this. And guess what? God said, I'm going to straighten this stuff out. And notice he didn't say, and change your name from being called Christians. He didn't say that. Amen. See, he didn't do like he did with Jacob. See, Jacob, you know, one of his name, meaning one of his name is Trickster. So what God said, you no longer be called Jacob, but you be called what? Israel. So even though here Christianity right now is looking bad, terrible, broke up, look like pieces of cookies broken, different crumbs, God is going to do a restoration. And notice he did not say change from being called Christians. Amen? So he said all Christianity will flow together, a mighty people in righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Now we're going to look at glory. We're going to look at one more. I just feel the Holy Ghost behind that. It's called the 88th message. The 88th message, okay? Two messages later, God sent this out November the 17th, 1968, okay? Two messages later, okay? Hallelujah. And look what he said to the word, verse 29. Two messages later, he said, all they that be the Christ, the Christ there, C-H-R-I-S-T apostrophe S, in other words, all they that belongs to him, okay? All that be the Christ that belongs to him. That's a word of possession, where it has the apostrophe S. He said, all that be the Christ, they that are called,
Christians?
Wow. Wait a minute now. Let me read that again, brother. Maybe I didn't read it. He said, all that be the Christ, they that are called, Christians, will flow together. They that be a man in his traditions will what? Fail. You fail. You know one thing about our God, he's straight to the point, cut dry. Okay? He ain't sugarcoating it. He ain't buying the honeycombs and putting extra sugar on it. He ain't doing none of that. He comes straight out with you, letting you know that, hey, all they that be his, they that are called Christians, okay? So when you go around talking about, I quit being a Christian, I'm going to work with you on this one. You don't know what you're saying, okay? That's the first thing. I'm going to work with you on that. You don't know what you're saying. Number two, I want the question, were you ever truly a Christian? And number three, after 12 years, come on. Okay, it should have been some learning going on somewhere, okay? Hallelujah. But, once again, we see in the Word of God, being called a Christian or being a Christian is presented in the Word of God in a positive light. Once again, if it was a negative, then when she said, hey, I quit being a Christian, I say, okay, let me write her a letter. Good deal. That's what I put on the word. Good deal on the letter. Period. For the explanation point, but not so, because the Word of God presents being called a Christian in a positive light. I thank God for being a Christian. I thank God for it. Amen. I thank God for being a Christian. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Especially when you know it means follower of Christ. I'm not renouncing that. Amen. But you're going to find some people that are. So, amen. And brother, I thank you for being a guest on here. I want to give you an opportunity to say something on there, if you would.
You know, brother, it's interesting how people, you know, we're talking about born-again believers, supposed born-again believers, you know, are always, some of them, looking for a way out, looking for a reason to go and do what they are already doing anyway. You know, the Bible says, he that is in Christ is a new creature, that the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So you shouldn't even want to do what you used to do.
Right.
You shouldn't even want to be who you used to be. But a lot of times you get people who just get dipped, who go for a dip, as they say, and a lot of people who say, okay, I want to join this church, but they don't become renewed in their minds. They don't come regenerated with their thoughts and their actions. And so you're just a person who belongs to a church, who got baptized, who still acts like they act before, who still want to do the things that they did before. And so the devil tricks them by, instead of them coming to church and chasing and seeking after God's face, they start looking at the pastor, and they start looking at First Lady, and they start looking at the deacons, and then Sister So-and-so ain't acting right.
Yeah.
And Brother So-and-so talked about me the other day. And, you know, you're coming to church looking for all the wrong things and all the wrong people. And this is why you're not growing. You know, this is why you're not maturing. And so when the first sign of trouble, or what you deem trouble to be, you say, oh, I want out. I want out of this. Well, you know, guess what? When you renounce Christ, when you renounce Christianity, you effectively say, I no longer want the protection and the provision associated with being that either. And I know you're going to get into that in that part too about it, but know what you're saying and what you're renouncing, because now you unlock the door and you've allowed access to the devil. And that's a whole nother story, but I just wanted to throw that in there, brother.
And, brother, you know what? You are exactly right. Because, like you said, when you say, I quit being a Christian, I renounce Christianity, you're cutting off all the provisions that come from God in by you being called a Christian or being called a follower of Christ. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't took the scissors and you didn't cut that thing. Or a knife, you ain't cut it faster. Okay? And like I said, this woman, her son, he's a novelist and he's gay. He talking about she feel like she's gay. Okay? And, you know, and you look at even things that were, you know, planted in her from a child. When the child, she actually grew up, her name was Howard. Howard, I forgot the last name. She was given a man name. Say her mother gave her that name on purpose because at that time she was born in 1941. And said at the time her mother felt like if she was given a man's name, she couldn't make it, you know, more in this world. And, you know, and so she, in kindergarten, she came up with the name Annie. She told her kindergarten teacher, call me Annie because I didn't feel right having a boy's name. Okay. So that's where she got Annie. She married a man. His last name was Rice. And that's why her name is Annie Rice. Okay. But, yet still, as I said before, you know, people will find little things to justify their, quote, renouncing Christianity or quit being a Christian or, quote, leaving the church, all that. People will find stuff, okay? Especially, brother, as you pointed out, when they want to do that thing themselves, okay? They, you know, you want to live a same-sex marriage lifestyle.
You
want to support abortions and you want to do all of that, okay? But for me to just leave myself open like that, I got to find something. So when I saw Deacon Jones, you know, he paid for the pot. The pot was $1.50, and he gave it $2. He supposed to get 50 cents back, and the girl gave him an extra quarter. Uh-oh, Deacon Jones is a cheater. So I got to bring that up to get out of church. I'm leaving the church because the deacons are the cheaters, okay? They're cheating in the church. Got to come up with something to keep from openly putting myself out there to show that, hey, I wasn't with it. And so after 12 years, you up and say, I quit being a Christian. 12 years. Glory to God. And like I said, you finna find people who have been, quote, long in the net. Watch. They're going to start saying, hey, I just don't believe anymore. I don't believe anymore. What happened? Why you don't believe no more? Because the church is so messed up, it's so corrupt, it's so this and that. I said, well, wait a minute. Did you study the Word of God? Because a lot of another thing, brother, many of them don't have a, quote, personal relationship with Christ. They don't have it. Their relationship is going to church every Sunday. Listen to the preacher preach, because most of them is not coming to Sunday school on time. You can cancel that. They're going to come, listen to the preacher preach, hallelujah a few times, dismiss, shake everybody's hand, give some a hug, and we're going back home, and we're going to do the same routine next Sunday because we ain't showing up for Bible study through the week, and maybe some of us might have a feeling that we'll go, but since we ain't really deep into the Bible, we won't show up, but we'll make sure we come on Sunday, but have no relationship.
Right.
No relationship at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we got to blame somebody, brother. So one of the people I can look at to blame is blame the pastor. And I've come across so many people who've been church hopping. And one of their biggest reasons why you church hop, I'm just ain't getting fed. Oh, really? Yeah, I ain't getting fed. And see we got to point to the pastor now. But then I come to discover later on, you only showing up church on holidays. That's the only time you showing up. Or when it's time to have church service, you come in there 30, 45 minutes late. So you're assuring yourself you ain't really concerned about learning anything, but you got to blame somebody. Amen? You got to blame somebody. Glory to God. My message today, tonight, as I get ready to close, that Christianity is a lifestyle. It's not, quote, religion, as we want to put it. It's living as a follower of Christ, okay? And as we walk with Christ, okay, we're supposed to be letting the Lord, anything that's not of him, work on us to tear those things off, okay? That's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, here's the dangerous thing about sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. We all have missed the mark. Somewhere or another, we have missed the mark. But notice what it says in Romans, how the judgment come on them who not only do those things that are sinful, but have pleasure in it. So it's more than you just missing the mark. When you have pleasure in that sin, you're going to continue to do it over and over to a point where you ain't going to have no room for repenting. I'm sorry. It's not going to be no room because you enjoy that thing. You're not going to, For what? Hallelujah. You're having pleasure in it. And so as a Christian, and I want to encourage those who are listening today, you know, some of you, as a Christian, in the Christian walk, hey, is it a challenge? It sure is. I'm not here to tell y'all you're going to be skating on Bedrose Alley or just floating in the air. And I'm not going to say everybody going to want you to show up in places. Everybody ain't. Everybody ain't going to be inviting you to the church. They all ain't going to be inviting you to a family picnic because we hoping that if a brother Manny do come, he don't start talking that Jesus stuff. If he start talking that Jesus stuff, while we over here smoking this blunt and drinking up this 40 in front of he's talking about that Jesus is against us, that getting drunk and all this stuff, we liable to get mad, and then it's going to wreck our whole barbecue gathering, so we ain't going to invite him. So many of gatherings you're not going to be invited to. But God is still God. Amen. Still God. Glory. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Brother, I want to ask if you would offer a closing prayer as we get ready to close out.
Sure, no problem. Great God, Jehovah, we thank you for another broadcast. We thank you for each and every one of the individuals who heard this message today, and even all those who will go back and listen to the recording. Lord, we know that, you know, renouncing your name, the name of your son, Jesus, and not wanting to be a Christian, we understand what this will do, what this says, what it proclaims to the world and to the devil. So we pray for these individuals who are turning their backs on you, Lord. We pray for them. We ask, Lord, that you give them another chance and show mercy upon them and just give them the space and opportunity to change their minds and come to themselves and understand that you and the blood that you shed is the only way to salvation, Lord. It's the only way to live. It's the only way to breathe. It's the only way to exist in a world that has rejected you. And Father, we want to say we love you. We thank you. We accept you in our lives. In fact, Lord, we kneel before you and we submit our lives to you, O God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we ask that you protect us, keep us safe, all the listeners, their families and friends and loved ones, until we are able to come on the broadcast again,
we give
you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God today. Thank God for you, brother. Brother, I'm going to give you a chance to let the people know what you're going to be doing coming up. Amen.
Sure. You know, I offer each and every one of you, if you're listening, if you're on social media, God's Word to Man is on social media. We're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, we ask that you go and find us, God's Word to Man. It's a small Bible opened up with a bright light shining down on it, page there, because that's where we disseminate a lot of content. We post a lot of videos and broadcast information there. So go on over and like and follow our page there if you can. And tomorrow, we will be back on with the open line discussion tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where all the brothers, they come on that are able to, and we discuss normally a topic that is a topic that's very important going forward in the world today. I know a lot of people have been, you know, excited and kind of frustrated about what's going on with the police brutality situation and the racial inequality. And so tomorrow we will be talking about something like that along those lines. I haven't put it together yet, but be on the lookout for the link that I'll post about the broadcast. Okay, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Monday night, Central Standard Time. Join us. Call in if you want with your comment, question, or even a prayer request. Amen.
Amen. And make sure that you all join in and listen as my brother and my brothers come forth with the word of God on that topic. Amen. Spread the word in the gospel of Jesus Christ. As my brother said, some are excited, some are upset about the different events that's happening, the racial tensions and everything that's going on. And as the believers in Christ, we need to hear God in order to give what to the people the word that is need to be given. Amen. So I thank God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I thank God for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast. I thank God for this opportunity to present the word of God. And as for Brother Nate and Brother Emmanuel Murphy, we love you all. May God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless.